Sri Saranagati Deepika is a hymn in 59 verses in which Swami Sri Desikan beautifully presents the greatness of Saranagati, which has its basis on the Vedas and Upanishads, Pancharatra and Vaighasana Agamas, epics and Puranas, the Nalaira Divya Prabandham and the writings of Acharyas. This stotram of Swami Sri Desikan is in praise of Lord Deepa Prakasa at Kanchipuram. The Alvars refer to this Lord as Vilakkoli Perumal, and the shrine is in Thuppal, Swami Desikan's birthplace. Thus, Swami has great affection for this Lord. Swami's gratitude, love, fondness, and devotion are conveyed through this stotram. The name Saranagati Deepikai was given by Swami himself, meaning the light or torch of surrender. This is one of several discourses of Prapatti or the doctrine of self-surrender by Swami Sri Desikan. Swami begins by declaring that he has inherited knowledge and the practice of Saranagati through a hierarchy originating from the kitchen of Sri Ramanuja, referring to Mahanasa Sampradayam or Madaipalli Vandamanam. Members of this hierarchy include Vishnu Chittar of Thiruvellarai, Vatsa Varadaguru or Nadadur Ammal, and Atreya Ramanuja. Swami Sri Desikan then continues on the mention of Lord Deepa Prakasa in the Archa form near the Vegavati River, and then the manifestation and greatness of Lakshmi. Then he mentions Lord's six qualities in Paratva and one as Saulabhya, meaning easy accessibility in all his incarnations. Then Prapatti and the life of a Prapanna in his post-Prapatti period are described. The departure of Prapanna from the final body to the attainment of moksha and supreme bliss is captured, along with seven defects of enjoying worldly possessions in life. Slokas 41 to 59 add an autobiographical touch, expressing great devotion and praying for help. Poetic excellence, philosophic sublimity, and devotional fervor are contained in this stotram and contest with one another in capturing artistic taste, intellectual quest, and fervent devotion of Swami Sri Desikan. This stotram of Swami Sri Desikan can be thought of as an epitome or ultimate summary in verse of Srimad Rahasyatraya Saram, the magnum opus of Swami Sri Desikan's work.